Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show, man. This is your host, Father's Favorite Too Clean. You know, come out. What's good, man? Shout out to everybody out there in the world. Hope y'all having a blessed Throwback Thursday. What is your favorite throwback memory? Let the world know what you had, you know, going on when you was a youngster. You know, I'm talking about growing up when there was no Crips and Blood, no North Side, no South Side. It was all love. You know what I'm saying? No flex. We had stuff against each other. We gonna fight. We gonna shake hands and hug after that. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was like when we was growing up. You know what I'm saying? So these days, ain't no fight. They wanna be. But it is what it is. We can't stop. You know what's going on in the world today. But all we can do is just, you know, speak our mind. And all we can do, man. Speak to the script and do what we can do. You know, as long as you're trying to be a blessing in somebody's life, that will count the most. Everybody not gonna listen to something positive. You know, so as long as you gave your best encouraging word and try to motivate them and inspire them, you did your part. Shout out to the whole man, Team 2000, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all support me to the fullest. I support y'all to the fullest. Anytime y'all got something going on, y'all need to talk to me. Y'all know my number. 832-931-9438. Everybody in the world know my number. You feel me? I'm like Mac Jones. I'm putting my number out there. You feel me? Straight like that. Yeah, but y'all support Black Mamba, man. You know how he made this weekend at City Park. Artist appreciation. You know, community thing, you know. Support the artists, man, local artists, man, and also support the only bands down here. We got this thing down in Houston, Texas. Whoa, you know what I'm saying? We have the Night City and next to Go Radio. Maybe the first, man. Y'all already know what the business is. Jack come on with the network and Saturday, hosted by yours truly. Probably with you clean again about $100 cash. $10 to get in the building. We perform the artist with the hottest single and rock the crowd. You get a chance to headline $100 showcase round 5 coming up soon. The dates will be posted shortly here, you know, so stay tuned and just stay connected. You know what I'm saying? I'm the plug, not the extension card. You hear me? So stay connected to me, man. You know, I'm just trying to make things happen, give everybody an open door just to get your shine on. You feel me? That's what we do, man. We got one of the models, you know, calling in right now, and her name is Yella. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the Team 2000 models. And she finna get that thing popping off. She finna get her whole modeling team. So, ladies, y'all get ready for that. You know what I'm talking about? That's what she gonna do. She finna get her, what it is, Mary Kay or Avon, mama? What you got going on?
Oh, my Avon? Yeah.
Yeah. Get her Avon, you know, face a tie going on for the models and stuff. So it's coming together. You know, look, I messed her head up right there. You know what I'm saying? I just bring stuff in together like that just to motivate my people. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be on the lookout for the modeling team. You know what I'm saying? And she gonna make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Two Nice Models. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the name of the model team right there. Two Nice Models. You feel me? So everything is, you know what I'm saying, going to be, you know, linked up with the 2CE thing. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be on the lookout for Two Nice Models. You know what I'm saying? The ringleader, the CEO of that company will be yellow. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no games. You know what I'm saying? So soon I get off this phone, and when y'all see me post it, Two Nice Models, y'all gonna know it's real. Cause whatever I say, I do. You know what I'm talking about? Believe that. I just don't talk to him myself talk. I call, hey, that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mind blowing up. Look like we got Spike. And we got somebody else. 936. Hey, who that Russ on the switch, man?
Yeah, this is Russell.
That's Russell. So I'm knowing my people. For them 586 numbers, man. We got Russ on the line. We got Spike on the line. We got Yellow on the line. That's what I'm talking about, man. We
hey, how
up
y'all
tonight.
Doing? How y'all doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Hey,
can't complain.
You know, hey, I want to take
I'm
this opportunity
I'm in
to
a state
apologize.
Of shock right now.
Hey, I just want to take this opportunity to apologize for last night, too, please. I apologize about last night, brother.
Come on, man. Let me tell you something, man. You motivate me to get on here. So you motivate me to get on here. You know I got to get shot out.
Hell yeah.
So you was a blessing to me. Anywhere I go, you was a blessing to me.
Hey,
I've
been enjoying this vacation. I just want to let y'all know that I am live here in Tennessee, baby.
I've been checking you out, boy. That's how you do it. I like your motivation, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up, man? Checking you out, boy.
I love Tennessee. Well, I'm going to be here probably till Sunday.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Enjoy your moment, man.
Hey, I had to take a vacation, son. I haven't had a vacation in like 2 weeks. And I got all my bills paid till July, so I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
And I even looked up, like, how long the distance would be from Tennessee to Louisiana. And I'm like, man, that's like a whole another 10 hours, man.
Okay.
So, what's with you, too, please?
Huh?
I said, what's been going on with you?
Oh, man, you know, just trying to, you know, stay close to the few people that's sticking to me. And that's about it, man. And keep behind it. You know, I got to leave it. April the 1st, I'm hosting. I'm going back to Louisiana for Sean's birthday party. April 2nd. I'm going to do another scene of the Fallout video. My little brother, he had to do something, you know. So, you know, the more people, the better anyway. Okay, but we had this camouflage rocking. It was looking good, you know. And mainly, man, I'm trying to sit back, man, and focus on, you know, making me some new songs, man, again. Make sure I stick to my plan by dropping a mixtape on Yellow Birthday. You know what I'm saying? That's July the 4th, 4th of July, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my main focus, right? You know, I get more music out. Really, just, you know, I already got everything laid out. The shows and the performing and all this. I just need to try something different. Just chill out for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Not so pony, man. Just call me. When people need me to come do stuff, they're stressed. I can focus more on writing, progressing, and shit. Shit, and old stuff and putting that down, you know?
I can't wait to hear these new songs you're coming out with, you clean.
Yeah, I'm trying to clean stuff, man.
Oh, Spike ain't hear your new Wildin' Out?
You my little brother?
Unfortunately, I haven't heard it yet, but it's on my list of things to do, I swear.
Yeah. I'm going to put it on YouTube tonight.
Hell yeah, I'll check that shit out tonight.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been up here in Tennessee. We've been checking out some awesome barbecue. We've been climbing some mountains, climbing waterfalls, drinking mountain water. Me and Russell are certified mountain men now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got some clown
air encounters. We see some bears. We see some deer.
Hey, clown.
Hey, yellow.
Hey, hey, I'm getting jealous. Say, hey, clown, got me jealous.
All right, so I'm going live, everybody.
Oh, you going live?
Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, I went live on Facebook. I figured everybody else needs to see the radio show live.
What'd you say, clown?
I was saying everybody needs to see the radio show live, so I'm going live on Facebook again.
Oh, that's what's up, baby. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe, I think that'd be...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, Clown got the Easter egg, man. April 14th. Hopefully I'll be able for the maker, man. You know.
Dude, I had a lot of fun at the Wild Out video shoot, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, we was wilding out, man. We're going to do it again. We're going to make it a little more people in there, have a little more crowd. And at least they're going to see that camouflage.
I do the most, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. I miss Erky, man.
What'd you say, clown?
I miss Erky, man.
Say it again? Yeah.
I miss Erky.
Oh,
Erky was cool as shit, yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Russ, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, let me hear you talk, Russ, man. You know, I'm used to everybody else, boss. Let me hear something, man.
Oh, man, Spike's down here visiting me. We're hanging out. We're cooking this awesome bitchin' pot roast.
Oh, y'all together. Okay, that's what's up, man.
One of the things me and Spike do when we're together, we always eat good food. We take our food seriously.
We had the most awesome barbecue in the whole world yesterday, man. Like, we had the barbecue ribs, pulled pork, and the sausage. With the barbecue.
What?
Oh, man, y'all had me jealous about that barbecue the other day.
Oh, man. That barbecue was so amazing. It was like the greatest meal I've ever had in my life.
Oh, my God.
Like, if I die tomorrow. And, like,
we're on the radio show right now.
Like, Spike, what meal would you have as your last meal? I'm like, barbecue.
So you don't eat barbecue where you live
it? Oh, I do. That's the problem. It's like a C-plus barbecue. Like, this down here is like an A-plus.
My phone is at 50%. I'm trying to get it to charge up.
So we have barbecue where I'm from, but it's not that real barbecue, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that macaroni and cheese and the bacon.
Man,
it was a tough choice. It really was. So that macaroni and cheese, the baked beans, that coleslaw, that potato salad. And I'm like, I had to decide on that macaroni and cheese and them baked beans.
Who's cooking for I Do the Most Show?
Huh?
Say that again?
Who's cooking for I Do the Most?
Oh, we just gonna collide together, man, with the 15th. Since we couldn't get the club. Did I hear my phone echoing?
Minus two.
Yeah.
I think everybody is.
Yeah. We ain't talking about no drills on here, police. Get off our phone.
Get off our phone.
Eavesdropping mode.
Yeah.
It's good to hear from y'all. I missed y'all so damn much.
Oh, yeah, man.
You too. And you're so excited on your barbecue. I just can't stop laughing.
I love
and that must be clown asking who cooking for I do the most.
Oh, that's what he said.
Who cooking?
Will is always posting a whole lot of food stuff on Twitter and Instagram, man. It's always looking so delicious, convincing, man. Seriously, sometime this year I'm gonna have to have some of that good food.
Oh yeah, we got some good food down here now.
Oh, I believe.
See, I try to take a trip to every goddamn place of food I eat.
Yeah, you too, Clean. You always hear like these bomb ass foods, like. Crab and chicken and all this other good stuff, man. I'm like, hashtag the house is winning at that food game.
Yeah, man, what's up with these throwback memories, man? What's your favorite throwback memory, Spike? First time you busted a nut, man. Something like that.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow. That's just going in depth.
Damn. I was 11 years old, man. I thought I was peeing in them.
Well,
okay, okay.
When I was in high school.
It was when I was a senior in high school.
Yeah, it was when I was getting my degree in graphic arts and design.
And I had this girlfriend, right? And she was Mexican. I almost married this chick, right? And like that song, Gap, you know that song, Gap, you got to clean?
Who? That song, Gap.
Yeah, she got that gap.
Like she could use all them muscles, son. She would clamp down on your shit like no other.
Like grip lines, huh? Yep.
Like fucking vice grip.
Got that piranha pussy. Fight your ass up. Gotta make that a song. Like that piranha pussy, she make a bite.
So what I used to do?
Do not. Wow.
I'm there. Y'all bullshit. I made that a song right there.
Wow. Okay.
So what I used to do, I'd be like 10 minutes into the class, and I'd raise my hand and be like, teacher, I gotta use the bathroom. And be like, all right, you can go. So then I'd go out to my car, right? And then she would raise her hand about 10 minutes later and be like, hey, I got to use the bathroom. And then she would meet me out in my car in the parking lot, right? And then we would dive out in the country. Like in one of these cornfields, like one of these secluded cornfields, and we would just bang like all fucking day.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But people say, where the hell is it?
Yeah, I'd be like, I got lost.
I was in that joint at number two.
Yep, yep. I you know what I'm saying? Bad lunch. You know, I had a huge breakfast. So, yeah, that's my fondest memory.
Yeah.
Okay, so none of y'all went to the skating ring?
Yeah, I bust my ass a few times.
Because I remember back in the day, the skating ring was the joint that everybody hung at.
Yeah, I guess.
I used to love going to that skating ring. When I was a kid, that's where we always used to go back in high school.
Every
time someone would have some party or something, it was somebody's birthday or whatever, we'd always go hang out at the skating rink.
With the bowling alley used to be crunk too.
Yeah, the bowling alley.
Yeah, it still be crunk though.
That bowling alley ain't no joke. What's your fondest memory, Yella?
Woo, Lord. I have a lot of fond memories.
We ain't talking about in 2017. Cause I know you got a lot of them in 2017.
F 2016.
I know. They won't go back there. I was a bad boy growing up. I was always a hustler, man. You go to the stores or whatever, and they had a little handicap thing. You put the money in for the handicap people. I mean, one time I had stole one of them, took out running. Computer girl ran me down. I said, man, why in the hell I stole people's shit? And what the hell I get? Hey, I was doing stupid ass shit, man. But you know it is what it is.
Well, I remember I got in trouble and got my military ID taken. I think that was like one of the worst moments of my life. When I got my military ID taken. When we was like little teenagers, you couldn't go to no corner store. You couldn't go to the PX, couldn't go to the commissary. And I couldn't go to the on Saturday by your classes to go play basketball. You had to have your military ID on the base. Then they made us do community service. And I had to sweep and mop the rec green. Gym. After every basketball game. That was horrible.
Yeah, I got a bunch of memories. I used to run around the neighborhood in my boxers, man.
Oh my god.
I used to do crazy shit. I tell somebody, I said, man, I went out.
You've been comfortable in your skin since day one. Because you do not mind.
What'd you say, Mama?
I say, because you do not mind.
Yeah, I got some crazy shit in me. I used to tell people I had surgery on my neighbor. I said, y'all want to see my stomach? But I have my ding ling. They raised it up. They see the ding ling.
That's sad.
Hey, man, I'm throwing off for real. Y'all got to forgive me. That's just me, though, you know. I thought I would have fun.
He thought that was just fun. That's been a little perverted.
Yeah, that's just me, man. I'm throwing off. But, let me get on some serious shit. I'm going to let somebody else talk. But I always was a blessed young man. I used to always get these things by myself. You know. Hey, one thing about me, I always stayed close to God. No matter what I did, I was wild, but I always. You know. So that's a good thing about me. They say God made freak. I ain't start shooting guns until a drug shop.
God made us to make some goddamn babies.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Why is everybody on baby feet?
What did you say, Mama?
You up on the...
I said, why everybody on baby feet?
Everybody on baby feet.
Like, you know.
We had clowns.
Will, you there?
Well, yeah, Russ, let me hear
something.
Hey, what's up?
Well, what's your wildest
what's your
moment?
Man, I probably one of the coolest memories for me is probably like the first time I ever got up on stage and performed, like with my guitar, doing something that I love more than anything in the world. And finally being able to reach the point where I could get up and play for people. And, like, people went crazy. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous about going up there.
How to play?
Yeah, I taught myself.
That's what's up.
I taught myself. But once you start working with other, you know, musicians and you start playing with them on stage, you start picking up different tricks from all these different other musicians, all these other guitar players. They know things that you don't. You know, I've met some guitar players, they've been playing longer than I've been alive. And they show me their secrets, and they show me some of these things that I've never even thought of before. And it's an amazing experience just to be able to play with them and perform and do something you love to do, you know.
Already, man. The first little five or ten seconds is when you be nervous. Once they get out the way, it's on.
Yep. Exactly. You get so nervous going up. You know, you've been waiting for it all day, all week. And then you finally start, and you're so nervous. But then once you get into it, man, all that just fades away, and it's just you're in your own world.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I love to perform too, man.
That's
why,
too,
you know.
Man. That's why, you know.
A lot of people tell me, like, you know, up in age, this and that.
You know,
but
this and
I just love to perform,
love
man.
Perform,
you know, I feel like Kendall Badu
is better than me.
Because I could entertain a good crowd. I could do that good. You know, so that's
exactly.
Why I like
know
to have a microphone in my hand. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
But a lot of people, they just get the microphone and just do their thing. I entertain the crowd. You know, I make them happy.
You know, I make them happy, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I just love it. That's why my name is the goddamn crowd's favorite.
Goddamn crowd's favorite.
Live and entertain on dirt.
Hell yeah.
Y'all should see me last night at karaoke. I was tearing that shit up.
You were on again.
You recorded
the mic.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. I did Rebel Yell by Billy Idol. And then the other one I didn't record, but I did Thunder Roll by Garth Brooks.
Yeah, I got that Rebel Yell on Facebook. I got it recorded.
I was on point for the fucking nation, son.
They didn't see that coming either.
Like, they were so shocked they didn't even say a damn word. They're like, holy shit, what is this? This is so amazing. Why are you doing?
You took that DJ by surprise. That DJ, he wasn't expecting that.
See, I went in there with my hat on and shit, and then I got on stage, and like I just become a different person. And then I flew the hat off, and I went all crazy and wild, and they were ready.
I gotta check you out, man.
Yeah, I posted it on Facebook yesterday. I was staring up. Like, I don't know, like, when I get, like, Too Clean, you're probably the same way, like, when that music is going and you give you that mic, you just become like this other person.
For real. Transformers. Literally got the microphone, we got that.
Call you
I'm gonna call my baby. Baby with a motherfucking microphone in my hand, goddamn. Come to my mouth. Still going.
Yeah. That would be your transformer name, Too Clean. They'll call you Awesome Prime.
Yeah, man, I love that microphone, though, man.
There's something about being in front of people, but something about being in front of a crowd.
Wow.
And feeding off their energy and them feeding off your energy. It's so exciting and just it's hard to describe.
Right. That's like when Yella first saw me, you know. And we had and she was just looking at me like, damn, this is really look natural doing this shit. You know, I like what he do. Ever since then, he's been an ass since
grinning. There are people in life that are meant to do certain things, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Russell with his guitar, like, and like, Too Clean, getting up and performing, you know. There's just certain things in life that we're just meant to do. You know, it's just in our blood and our bones and our muscles and our fiber.
I love that shit, man.
Like one of the best feelings in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like when you get on stage, it's like you put the kids, you put the bills, you put the bullshit in your life to the side. And you just engulf yourself in the experience.
We got like 5 minutes, man. Give y'all shots out, man. Two nice models coming to y'all soon. Gonna look out.
All right, I'll go first. I want to give a shout out to my brother Ruffin. For letting me here in Tennessee and showing me all this cool epic stuff and us having such an awesome adventure. I want to thank my brother Bill. Always having my back and always being there for me. I want to thank my big brother. Too Clean. for being the most awesome role model and entertaining I know. And always being positive and motivating and staying focused and always grinding and not stopping and always bringing something new to the table. And not letting the negativity of life or the bullshit of life hold him down. And being a positive role model not only for the kids, but for grown folks as well.
Amen. Appreciate that, brother.
Hey, no problem,
hey,
man.
No
you
problem,
know,
man. You
I'm
know,
not, I'm here for you
I'm
no matter what.
No matter what, son.
Well, really.
Anything
well,
you
really.
Need, I'm here for you,
I'm
brother.
I'm here for you, brother.
Positive vibes, baby.
And thank you to Yella.
Thank you to Yella.
For always being
awesome
and entertaining
and
hilarious,
hilarious,
always having
interesting
things to say
and
stories.
Well, yeah, Russ.
Hey, I'm still here, man. Hey, shout out to Spike for coming down and visiting me because, you know, my roommate, he's gone for the next couple months, so it's just me all here by myself, bored out of my mind, nothing to do, just working in school. So having him here is, you know, it's giving me things to do. It's giving me, you know, keeping me company, make sure everything's good. So shout out to you and also you too, Queen, for having us on the radio show. We always love being able to come out and support. And
yes.
Showing love to everyone else.
Yeah, I can't wait to get linked up with y'all,
man.
You know, that's my game plan.
Nigga
with everybody. Nigga with you online, we cool. Goddamn, I want to come to you goddamn door, knock on your door. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I keep praying and keep working hard. Get enough money while I travel the world. Goddamn, when I'm coming, you know?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's my motto.
It's like I know I have this bad habit. Whenever I'm on Motivation Radio, I always quote you completely. But, like, one of your quotes just fits this moment right here. You know, you show love, you get love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even when we don't talk, even when I'm not around you, like,
your quote.
They always stay with
me.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. If you can't say nothing positive, keep your mouth closed,
you know?
Yep.
That's the way I see you. A good encouraging word
go a long
way, man.
Exactly. Every little bit.
Yeah, what's up, Yella? Go and tell them about the
two nice
model team you're coming on with, man. Hello.
Say that again.
Yella.
Wait.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead and tell them about your two nice models. Well, I got them back, y'all. Yeah, but
we started this
Avon Two Nice
Models
team.
CEO,
Yella.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying to get some feedback, put them in
some
videos and this and
that.
So, you always trying to move and do something positive. You know? In the future, trying to get us a restaurant. It's a lot of big things we're playing,
but once we...
Get this money, we're going to be all right. My phone is going to
throw my words off.
But, like I said. So, Spice, you come out and
taste some
hot
barbecue.
You and Russell.
Yeah.
I'm going to open my own restaurant one day.
Chicken barbecue.
And then Russell's going to have his own restaurant. It's going to be called Russell's Hamilton's Hamburgers.
Yeah, man. But I appreciate y'all calling in, man. And showing the love and spreading the positive vibes. Your Throwback Thursday. Memories and shit.
Memories and shit.
Y'all boys be safe.
Y'all boys be safe,
man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
God bless
you. Thanks for having me.
Love y'all, mama, brother. All right, later.
All right, later.
Love you too, brother.
All right, later.
All right, later.
Bye.